Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Hello.
Hello. Ah, my friends, my excellent people, my beautiful listeners. Hello and welcome to the Daughter of Godcast, episode 043. Blessings. Ah, remember episode 042. There we were, cozily ensconced in happy memories of 2014, wrapping up yet another year of heady innovation and insight, when all of a sudden, bada bing, back in the present again, or last week, second half of June 2017. Nowish. What's the point of my apologizing for Daughter of God's temporal hoppiness? I'm not responsible for what happens here, as well you know. I'd like nothing more to take full responsibility for the weekly jolt of genius that is the Daughter of God cast, but the whole universe is implicated. You, me, dead people, dandelion greens, chickpeas, the Pacific Ocean. I'm just the messenger, the vehicle. All I do is flow. Plus, you're an adventurer. You love the rush of constant discovery while world-building with a rigorous, self-consistent paradigm. Mundane people just don't listen to the Daughter of Godcast, a fact incontrovertibly established by rigorous lab and field testing at several respected universities. By scientists. Doctors preferred Luckies because they were toasted. What is so important that we had to abruptly yank ourselves back from that wonderful year of 2014? Swag. Daughter of God now has merchandise. Just like a real movie. T-shirts? Action figures? Novelizations? Bah! Stickers! And they're free when you sign up to get email updates. This is not a bribe to get people on Dog's email list. Professional marketers are all about email lists. Meanwhile, I personally have been unsubscribing from email lists left and right. My email is already jammed. I'm sure yours is too. Dog's automated email list is just the easiest way to request shipping info from the faithful. You hit the list, confirm your email, and the Daughter of God replies to find out where you want your stickers delivered. At long last, Dog's got swag. Sacred swag. Merch with a twist. Stickers are a miraculous transubstantiation of vinyl into blessings. As I've mentioned before, we don't need instrumentality to shape the cosmos, but instrumentality is fun. You don't need talismans to sparkle, but wands and magic crystal spheres are cool. Swag, booty, loot. Gold peeled from the bas-reliefs of captured palaces. A global dipping of toes in the swag waters. That's what's on for today. Previously on the Daughter of Godcast. So there was this little movie. A little movie with big dreams. There were these signals from a universe next door. An almost now. Another Earth a lot like ours, with a George Clooney, crayons, and volcanic calderas. Except some crazy badness went down there. A many-armed collie came to call. And she blasted that Earth with plagues and comet fragments and clone saurians and not enough living wage jobs for the pleasantly placid undead, uplifted animals, and slightly self-aware machines. Ouch. And someone or something on this afflicted Gaia started broadcasting between the edges of the timelines where the grout had gotten loose. These signals slipped through to us, to our space-time scenario. Those were the signals from a nearby now, messages encrypted as poetry, almost like magic spells or oracular warnings. And there's a sticker just for the signals, by the way. 11 years earlier, give or take a few months, a geek gets gobsmacked with a desire to make movies. Finance, act, direct, push every frontier he's ever found. A script downloaded from the mystery in a Palm Springs hotel room. Then all these circumstances and coincidences, epiphanies and auspiciousnesses. The script became a movie, fixing to be a borning at the dawn of 2018, the Chinese Year of the Dog, Daughter of God. This is all a little confusing. Is Daughter of God merely a movie? Or is an adjacent universe actually leaking poetry and cinema into ours? Could there really be a Daughter of God showing up for all of us in a nick of time? Are podcasts and stickers the edge of her physicality? Is all this just topsy-turvy promotion from that tree-hugging wilds wizard, that self-styled vanguard of creator culture, Dan Kelly, aka Shri Fuji Split? And why the kooky ASEAN alias? I can definitively answer that last one. There are 20,000 Dan Kellys on IMDb, and my childhood friend Dave Cook and I were given special names by the goddess of Crystal Lake. Not sexy sacred underwear like the Mormons wear, unfortunately. Just names. Maybe she who gave young Dave and Danny our names was the Daughter of God. As for the rest of the questions, I'm not so sure. I can't take full responsibility. I don't have all the answers. As I said before, just flow. I certainly want an audience for the Daughter of God, but I'm not sure I'd go about getting an audience quite the same if I were just one human acting alone. By flowing, I'm pushed and pulled along by the energy du jour, de minute, going where I might not otherwise have thought to go. Cause thinking is clunky and halt. Flowing is way easier than racking my brain late at night and doing a fuck ton of staring at screens. The gentle release. This podcast will be 1 year old in August, just 2 months from now. Fast forward to 2018, and that's an 18-month release. Wow, about the gestation of a Javan rhino. A little longer than a sperm whale at 15 months or so, but nowhere near the common frilled shark, Chlamydus lachus anguineus, at 3.5 years. Now, things are starting to heat up. Swag. Specifically, stickers. Dog stickers, yes. They are free if you're prepared to collaborate. Oops, there's the fine print. Full disclosure. We'll send you stickers, and you'll send us pictures of your sticker deployment. Encrypted texting with Signal and email via PGP is available. Why would you bother to encrypt your pictures? Because some of you might be putting those stickers somewhere wild, somewhere unexpected, somewhere poetic, somewhere seditious. Because this is the most apocalyptic movie ever. Because just maybe this movie is actually the electromagnetic nudge that helps our version of Earth to awaken, to edge back from all those chasms supposedly yawning before us. This little movie is the drunk girl we keep from driving out in the club parking lot. We find her friends and they extract her keys, cooing, putting their arms over her shoulders and leading her into the powder room. This little movie inspires us to acts of kindness, to responsibility for each other, and lo, everything works out. Maybe the Daughter of God is a wide wave. Maybe this movie, including the podcast, stickers, and whatever else shows up, maybe her wave is wide. Not maybe, for sure. She's rolling over the earth in so many ways, as Wim Hof, as Jessica Lauren Graff, as the dark web. And you don't need stickers for catching the wave. But stickers are bitchin'. They are a painting wanting only canvas, a fresco waiting for fresh plaster, a reminder looking for memory, a miracle seeking the impossible. Man, am I riled up today or what? Have you got a bicycle, a car, or kayak? Add a dog sticker and instantly feel the blessings. We're not talking about the St. Jude Travel Club here. We're talking about the Daughter of God. Way. Way! Wherever you want to amplify creative, nurturing energy, invoke the divine feminine, whistle up fierce protection and healing, that's where these stickers belong. How about on the 9/11 commemorative plaque at the Pentagon? on the side of a TSA full body scanner, on the wheel of a police Segway. My guess is that these stickers naturally jam and neutralize jangled energies by forming a quantum tunneling vortex for effortless and even unremarkable extropy. So you might be inspired to place these stickers in places that you don't necessarily have legal provenance over, even if you've paid your taxes. In that case, leave your smartphone behind, watch out for cameras, and don't send pics to us via insecure channels, hence Signal and PGP. And this is obvious, but trees and other living things are not appropriate for sticker deployment, by the way. Stickers cost money, but more importantly, they cost our fair planet precious resources. What started out as the blood of the black snake, petroleum, has become a vinyl auspice, a hint of her beauty, her radiance. Stickers breathe like the leaves of mint, oregano, and lavender. Stickers are vibrational indicators. They are gas gauges indicating your tank is topped off with fresh and raw cacao birthday cake, telling us how very lucky we all are, how yummy things are getting. And remember now, this is probably a pack of lies, a story. Mythology is a special category of lies because electrons aren't little cue balls. They tend to exist. So you can't talk about reality with musty old Newtonian language. To get what's going on, you've got to be that finger pointing to the moon. You've got to tell stories. Mythology is the best kind of lying. And why now? If Daughter of God is hitting festivals in 2018, why stickers 8 months before? Let's take a little motorcycle ride.
Okay. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me on my motorcycle ride today. Sounds kind of loud, I apologize. What I'm doing is I've got the iPhone stuck in my helmet, wedged between the helmet and my ear. And yeah, it's a beautiful day, riding the old XR650 to town to send some stickers out to the scattered tribe. This is a exercise in expectation that's like, well, geez, you know, is the movie even close to being done? I expect the movie will be completed in 6 months. And a timid person would say, well, geez, you know, you don't want to start advertising your movie before it's finished. Before it's completely done, it's been tested with audiences, vetted and polished to a gleaming gloss. Gosh, you don't want to put your movie out before that's all done, do you? Well, you know, if I go on and go on and go on and go on saying, oh, I'm going to polish it and polish it and polish it, and then I'm going to talk about it, I'm going to do it and then tell people, well, then maybe I'll never actually get it done. It's kind of a double thing. It's like, well, telling people puts me on the spot to get it done, but really what this is about is creating an expectation for it being done inside myself, expecting it to be done in 6 months, finished. It's not like I project it to be done, I just expect it to be done. It's the feeling of certainty versus probably, or I'd like to, or I hope. It's certainty that the universe will totally conspire with me to wrap this sucker, have it be finished, and have me feel really excited about the end result. So, today I'm driving my motorcycle into town to launch the first wave of stickers, of swag, of Daughter of God swag, mostly to about 7 or 8 prized people, and their job, should they wish to accept it, is to put some of those stickers on their own stuff, and then also to place sticker dispensers in community spots. Stickers, what's that all about? Well, people can, you know, I think the stickers are cool enough that people will want to maybe put some on their own personal things that they actually travel around with. But I also think that putting them out there in the world so people can grab them and never heard of it before, that's a real gamble. That's a total throw of the dice. An absolute unknown. I have no idea what's going to happen when I do that. No idea if it's going to, they're just going to be thrown away, or put in a drawer someplace and forgotten about. When I was a kid, I collected stickers. Write a letter to a company and say, hey, I'd like some stickers from your company. And the company would send you stickers. Elementary school. And it was something me and my friends did. And then we'd trade the stickers that we'd get from these companies. If there were stickers in wacky packages. How this started. Soma, a public radio station, plays the kind of music I like. I threw some money at them and they sent me not only my swag mugs, but also a bunch of stickers, Soma stickers. And I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. Stickers, huh? And that made me think, what about dog stickers? Oh God, I love this motorcycle. Listen to that. So much fun.
As this episode launches, Daughter of God stickers and sticker dispensers are being deployed at community coffee shops, food co-ops, and trading posts in northern Montana, Traverse City and Ann Arbor, Michigan, Brooklyn and Buffalo, New York, and with luck, Eastern Europe. Operators are standing by. We want those stickers in your little corner of the planet. Check out dog.movie/bless for all the details. She is coming. You've been listening to the Daughter of God cast, episode 043, Blessings. This is synonymous with stickers, which are available right now. All you gotta do is ask. We'll almost surely be back in 2014 next week, but I'm not making any promises. I dare say there'll be a few sticker deployment picks to crow about for sure. That might be a promise. We've got our top peeps working on this. Top peeps. Like you. You are our top peeps. Did you know? Can you feel how crucial you are to the world you long for? You are the bliss you follow. That's the part Joe Campbell was a little cagey about. Just like he's the new myth he was waiting for. We are what we desire. And that's the exit strategy, by the way, if you're wondering how this podcast ends. Film festivals, watch the movie, wear the t-shirt, yada yada. How about be, have, and do you?